Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. The idea of decriminalizing opioids came up in this week's Democratic presidential debate in Westerville. The decriminalization debate is usually reserved for marijuana, but here's candidate Andrew Yang speaking Tuesday.
So we need to decriminalize opiates for personal use. We have to let the country know this is not a personal failing. This was a systemic government failing. And then we need to open up safe consumption and safe injection sites around the country because they save lives.
Beto O'Rourke also voiced support for the idea during the debate. It's certainly far from happening, if it ever does. But what could decriminalizing opioids for personal use look like here in a state ravaged by the opioid epidemic? WOSU's Paige Fliger has been looking around. Paige, we should start by saying just how many people are currently locked up in Ohio for drug possession.
Yeah, so according to the most recent numbers from the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction, nearly 15% of Ohio's prison population is in for drug possession, 10% are in for trafficking of drugs, 7% for burglary, which is often also tied to addiction. But the prison system doesn't really break down these charges by substance. But experts do point to the opioid crisis as fueling the rapid growth of the prison population here in Ohio. Earlier this year, I spoke with the warden of the Ohio Reformatory for Women, which is the women's prison in Marysville. Her name's Terry Baldoff, about the growing population of women who are struggling with addiction.
Each week on Wednesday, we do an orientation with our women. And so while going through the services that we offer, I say, we understand that many of you may have drugs in your charge somehow. And, you know, raise your hand if you think you need recovery services. And most of them do.
And this would obviously be a huge change in philosophy for the court system. But there are already long lines for rehab centers, which is where a lot of people now going to prison would likely go.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to see an already strained system becoming more strained. So I spoke about that with Christopher Menapace. He's the assistant fire chief at the Whitehall Fire Department. They have this program that's a partnership with rehabilitation centers where anybody can come into the fire station and ask for help with their addiction.
There are too many barriers for those in addiction to get to a bed. Everything costs money, and if you don't have private insurance, then there are a tremendous number of resources instantaneously removed from your ability to be admitted.
And somewhat paradoxically, some people say they only get the addiction help that they need while they're in prison.
That's right. Yeah. I've gone to prison a couple of times to speak with women, many of whom were brought in on drug-related charges. And I've heard over and over again that being in prison has allowed them to get help that they wouldn't otherwise have access to. So an example would be Stephanie Pollack, who lives in an addiction treatment community inside the Ohio Reformatory for Women. She's serving a 7.5-year sentence for drug possession and trafficking.
I was at the point in my addiction where, I mean, I wasn't enjoying it. Like, I obviously wanted out of it, but you just kind of, like, are frozen and you don't really know how to get there. And I truly believe had I not come to prison, I probably wouldn't have been able to attain that.
And that treatment there that Stephanie references is taxpayer-funded, whereas addiction agencies and such, they do get some government funding, but they have other funding sources as well, so it's not totally government-funded. We should also say that a lot of people just don't want to legalize opioids.
Right. The more conservative talking point is that decriminalizing would only make the problem worse, not better. And just the idea of legalizing a substance that's caused so much damage to families and communities rubs a lot of people the wrong way. But it is interesting that some folks that I've spoken to who have been addicted say that they're grateful that their drug use ended up getting them into prison or jail so that they could access the help that they needed.
WOSU's Paige Fliger has been looking into what the decriminalization of opioids for personal use could look like here in Ohio. Two of the candidates referenced that during Tuesday night's Democratic presidential debate. Thanks, Paige.
Thanks, Steve.